there. Wayne Harris joins me now. Morning, Wayne.
Good morning, Sean. Sounds like there's a fist fight in there this morning.
Busy morning, mate. Now, we've got a great, good day there. Four, possibly going up to a three run at six there at Kembla Grange today. Now, you'd know for a fact if it's out six, what do we look for? Leaders, or can you get from behind? How do you think it'll race?
I mean, I hate when they keep saying bias. It's an awful four-letter word. And quite often, you can just get, you know, swamped in people's opinions. And, you know, I think a lot of races are dictated to by pace of the race, you know, like, you'll see horses lead going half pace and you'll see them go a million mile an hour and they'll come from behind and down the middle. So, Kembla, you know, I might be a little bit biased, but it's normally pretty pretty fair. And with a rail out 6 metres, I'd have to watch a few races before I made an opinion on that. But, mate, we've just had the weirdest weather. I suppose it's been the same everywhere. A little bit of rain, but cold, hot, windy. It's just been everything here.
Yeah, beats it with a lot. All right. Now, the first one, Charm Offensive, $1.70. Two, Heavenly Glow, $8.53. Buoyancy, $5.50. Four out, five. TikTok Man, $41. Six, Blevio, $5. Seven, Colonel Panaga is $7. Eight, Dapples, $23. Nine, The Pilbara, $126. Ten, Yashoda, $34. Favourite, $1.70. One, Charm Offensive.
Gwynda Markle's got two in the race. I think they'll both run well, but gee, he's short, Charm Offensive. But his run on the Kensington track last start was a beauty. Not beaten far behind Tough Larry. And he was well supported on that occasion. They come for him. And that was on the back of a very good second at Hawkesbury, where he tried hard there, was beaten by one that was just too good. You've got to go with him on top. Awkward draw, but I think he's getting better with each run. The second one I've thrown in is the Godolphin runner, Buoyancy. He looks like a big green colt. He's a first starter. He's had four trials in, I think, two preparations. His last trial, he ran third at Rose Hill. He's ridden right up in the speed. And he just seemed to get a bit lost. He's ridden back and quiet. He trialled every bit as good as Tough Larry the trial before that, I thought. Now, he's never had the blinkers on, I don't think, in any of his four trials. They go on today. I reckon that'll wake him up a bit, and I reckon he'll run better than what his trials suggest. He's got the good draw, so he's my second choice. Of the others, I've thrown in Gwenda's Heavenly Glory. She's a four-year-old mare having a first start. I didn't mind her trial recently at Warwick Farm. Not overly pressured and showed good natural speed. An awkward draw will probably roll forward from there, though. The other one I threw in is one with a bit of race experience, Bolevio. They did run second at Bathurst last preparation. I didn't mind his most recent trial when running third at Warwick Farm. So it might run well. 1, 3, 2, and 6 in the first.
Second event, 1 Midnight Ride, 15. 2 Abacur Bay, 4.20. 3 The House, I was 19. 4, 15 rounds, 3.20. 5 Sea Wing Express, 350. 6 Bounding Badger, 17. 7 Sanctuary Co, 41. 8 Starry, $6. And 9 Chassoir, 12. Favourite, 320, 4, 15 rounds.
I like him on Duffy's horse, plus other owners there. He's only ever had the one run. I've got numbers 4, 2, 5, and 8. He's very impressive the day he won at Kembla. That was back on the 5th month. He just... I just couldn't get a guide on his recent trials. He just followed them around, given very quiet time by Corey Brown. Now, Corey did ride him when he did come down here to Kembla and win, and I thought he was very, very dominant on that day. I think he might be a smart horse. And from the good draw, he can be too far away. I've got him on top. I've got number 2, Ibuki Bay. Fitted for that one run back from a spell. Was very well fancied there at Gosford. Ran quite well, I thought, but I was just found wanting the last bit, so I was strip fitter here today. Of the others, I've thrown in number 5, Sebring Express. Have seen a bit of this mare, and she's run a couple of very good placings here at Kembla Grange. Resuming from a spell, hasn't run since May. But her trial was good recently, albeit on a very wet track behind the speedy Goldfinch. Was never let go there by Ty Anglin. Ty rides it again here today. Awkward draw, but it's got to go on the numbers. I might have come back a little bit stronger this prep. And does go very well fresh. And the other one was thrown in over the page here, number 8, Starry, one from the Snowden camp that won its maiden last start. It's got to jump a couple of grades here. 4, 2, 5, and 8.
Right over the third, 1 Cap Fever, 18. 2 Cap Mandu, 7.50. 3 Cool and Neat, 3.70. 4 Naya, 3 Even. 5 Twilight is 7.50. 6 Out, 7 Pick of the Day, 5.50. 8 Velocano, 7. 9 Tudor Prince, 34. 10 Garlic Bolt, 81. Favourite 3 Even, number 4 Naya.
Well, I've gone the other way here. I've gone numbers 3, 4, 2, and 5. I thought number 3, Cool and Neat. I don't know how far to go back, but he did race in Hong Kong. He had 2 starts here in Australia, and he had no luck first up at Gosford, where he was well supported. Then he was very well supported, favourite there at Wyong. He just ran out of track. That was a 1350. Goes to the 1500 here today. So he's gone from the 11 to the 1350 up to 1500, which I think looks ideal. Looking back through his Hong Kong runs, Joe Moreira rode him on a few occasions and he started favourite. So he must be going all right over there without, you know, sort of doing a real lot. But for a good draw today, Adam Hieronymus has had a couple of rides on him now for John Thompson. I think he's going to be very hard to beat. Looks a nice big horse. And the other ones I've got in here, Naya, I think it's stepping up to the 1,500 metres is a plus here. It's had the one run back from a spell and has got good second up form. So it's definitely the danger. They'll fight it out, I'm pretty sure. Of the others, I thought number two, Kathmandu. He was doing his best work late there at Hawkesbury after winning first up at Scone. I think the step up to 1,500 metres will be a help to him. I wouldn't be surprised to see Twilight run well. Here she's only, or best run and a win, was here at Kembla Grange. She resuming here today, had a very quiet trial recently, and wouldn't be surprised if she's anywhere near the 200-metre mark. Just look out, she'd be finishing off 3, 4, 2, and 5.
The fourth one, Netherlands, $9. Two seal the deal, 3.40. Three Knievel, 11. Number four out, 5 Dammit for 151. Six Purple Sector, 5.50. Seven So Strong, 23. Eight Zippy Mississippi, 15. 9 out, 10 Costello, 41. 11 Invictus Warrior, 8.50. 12 Northern Voyage, 8.50. 13 Retoidi, 151. 14 Shuffle Up, 11. 15 Salon Miss, 8.50. 16 out, 70 Omo, 16. 18 out. Favourite is a 3.40. Number two, seal the deal.
Yeah, I think he's a nice horse too. I've got numbers 2, 6, 3, and 1. I made him my horse to follow from his debut run here at Kembla. He got back to Ayaki. He jumped awkward. He didn't know what it was all about, but gee, charged home there over the 1,400 metres. Then Ronnie, I don't know if he had a drama or whatever, but Ronnie didn't freshen up. And he went back in distance. He went up to Newcastle there. And he got back and hit the line all right again there in running third. So two starts for two very good placings. By done deal. I just think he's a nice horse, and if he's anywhere near right today, he will be very hard to beat. I've got Purple Sector, Don Thompson's horse, as the main danger here. Only lightly raced, coming off a very good third last start where he was very well supported in a very, very good race there at Newcastle. I think a Wild Impact won it, Japanese bred, and it goes very, very well. But it's got the awful barrier here. We'll make it a bit harder for it. Of the others, I've got number three, Knievel, one of Greg Hickman's in the race. It's been quite consistent of late. Stepping up 1,500 metres might just help it. A couple of nice placings there. And I don't want to make a number one Netherlands. He's had the one run back from a spell. He got held up at a vital stage, so he probably can run better here today. So it's a tricky sort of race. Got numbers 2, 6, 3, and 1.
Race 5, 1 Speed Hero, $9. 2 and 3 out. 4 Gravitate, 6.50. 5 out. 6 Tycoon Mar, 11. 7 out, 8 Seba Fidelis, 2.40, 9 Mr. Marmalade, 11, 10 Bowlord, 18, 11 Nacho Libra, 8, number 12 Vane Lane, 31, 13 Louis Choice, 81, 14 Rock on Cerise, 18, 15 Bagosa, 31, 16 Aaron Dissamont, 8, 17, 18 out. $2.40 for 8 Seba Fidelis, the favourite.
She's always promised the world, and she'd give us an atlas at the moment, but at least we've got someone done and give you the atlas. But I was quite impressed with her actually first up winning there at Hawkesbury. She really did attack the line. As I said, last prep, just kept thinking, well, maybe next prep for this mare. She shows a fair bit of ability, I think, and it's from the strong Chris Waller camp. She's got some good rides here, Ty England, today. I've got it on top. I think now she's put one win together. She might just put a few, and it's a winnable sort of race for mine. Of the others, I've thrown in number four, Gravitate. I think Jason Call's got three or four runners in the race. So he scratched one, I think. So that's three. Now, Gravitate's coming back to provincial form here. Has won a race here at Kembla. So I think he's the main danger. Then one's just snicked in the field in number 16, which is Arisdement. I suppose I got that right.
Aaron, this one, yep.
Normally bring his horses up here. Plenty of racing down that area. But, gee, I think the firmer track might just help it here today. Its runs are better than they look on paper. And the other one I've thrown in is number six, which is, I've got so many pages here. Number six is Tycoon Ma. Two runs back from spell, and I'll tell you what, he's had a couple of excuses there. Don't be surprised, he doesn't run better here today, but another one that's been given a very bad barrier draw. For me, 8, 4, 16, and 6.
All right, second last, one out, number two, Quick Finance, 17. Three out, 4 Gay Sun, $7. 5 Kings Peak, 4.60. 6 out, 7 Geisler, 26. 8 Battle Plane, 10. Number 9 Varane's, $1.60. 10 Sparkling Rose, 15. 11 Silver Basque, 101. 12 Light Charge, 23. 13, 14 out, but $1.60. Very short, number 9 Varane's.
Pretty short, isn't it?
Mm.
Top, former Queenslander. I think that the bigger track here, big roomier track at Kembla Grange, just looked to be a little bit awkward there, this filly at Wyong, first up from a break. And around Warwick Farm was okay, running out of room there, I think, too, before that, 6 weeks before that. So I just think it might be just coming a bit stronger, this filly. So I've got her on top. I think the danger will be number 5, King's Peak, a beautifully bred horse with a John O'Shea camp. He won a trial quite well, and then he went to Newcastle, and he was quite wide there and very, very green. So he can improve from that. I think he's the main danger. Now, him and Gayson, Gay and Adrian's horse, trialled together. Now, he beat Gayson in that trial, and I think he can run better here, Grayson, too, but he's got an awkward draw, and I just thought he trialled nicely enough there, his last trial, running third. And awful draw for him, though. But I think he can show up. And the other one I threw in end up being number 8, Battle Plain. Another one with an awful draw. Hasn't run since June, so just a question mark. Just watch the market with it. I've got 9, 5, 4, and 8.
All right, just noticing the stewards, Mitchell Bell not riding at today's meeting. Replacements will be advised in the first, Rachel King replacing Mitch on Colonel Panaga. So Rachel King replacing Mitch Bell, Colonel Panaga in the first. Now the 7th, One Sky Boy, 320, number 2, Falster, 26, 3, Weekend Affair, 17, Rockefeller, 5, 5, Danzig, $3, 6, 7, 8, 9 out, 10 is Ligulate, $4, 11 and 12 out, 13, Vinnie Power, 12, 14, The Patrician, 21, 15, 16 out, 3 even for number 5, Danzig.
Good race, I've gone 10, 5, 1 and 4, I've gone with number 10, the Godolphin Colt, Litigate. Now, he's got the good draw here. He was very impressive. I thought he really toughed it out when he's made in the Kembla here, first up from a break. The last preparation, he went around some nice races in city tracks. Now, he won at Kembla, as I say, again. He was never, ever on the track in the race at Randwick recently behind a couple of smart horses, Reginae and Sapp. So I thought he kept coming there. He's only beaten about 2.5 lengths or just under 3 lengths. So back to the scene of the crime where he has won before. I think it's going to be very, very hard to beat. But you'll definitely get a fight here from number 5, Danzy. And he's a very well-bred horse, isn't he? Now, he's had the one run back from a spell. He was well-fancied there at Gosford. He tried hard first up there. And he was very, very consistent last prep in city class races. Did win his winner race at Warwick Farm, I remember, last prep. He'll run well. I thought number 1, Sky Boy, bears watching. He's first up here from a break today, but has won first up before. He's had a few trials, so he'd be ready here today. He even went down to Flemington running the, I think it was the Connoisseur, which was a listed race last prep and went third there. And he had been racing well when he went down there. So just keep an eye on him, number 1, Sky Boy. And the other one I ended up throwing was number 4, Rockefeller. He's a stable mate. Now, he's a capable horse on his day too. Been... He went third at Canterbury's last start, and that was about 5 weeks between races. He has had his race of space, so what is the story with him? I'm not quite sure. But for me, 10, 5, 1, and 4 in the last.
What do you like there today, Wayne? Any standouts?
I should ring Ronnie Duffy and see if he'll give me a lift up, but I think he's got a smart horse, him and his other owners, co-owners, in race 2, number 4, 15 rounds. Got a few short ones there today, but I think he might stand up and show you that he's got something. You need some quality numbers, mate?
Yeah, 2 right.
Okay, matey. Race 4, I've got numbers 2, 6, 3. Race 5, 8, 4, 16. Race 6, 9, 5, and 4. And we finish off with 10, 5, and 1. Pretty competitive day's racing here, Cozzy. As I say, a few short ones, but I think it'll be... we normally get good racing, good fields, and very competitive with good jockeys and trainers here today.
Yep, 2 right. Well, good luck, and we look forward to hearing you late mile throughout the day.
Pleasure, mate. Thank you.